teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever wanted for, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life's a diamond ring.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Stadler, and I have my co-host with me. I've got James Martinez. James, you there?
I'm right here. How you doing?
You still sound like you're sitting right next to me. I'm doing well, my friend.
Good.
Just walked in the studio, plopped down 30 seconds before the bumper started. Running late, but always on time.
There you go.
I've been looking at the markets today. I've been watching my cheerleader boys on MSNBC, and I'm going to continue to pick on these people because, well, they deserve to be picked on. Watching it today, the markets, absolutely. Dow Jones, everybody feel good here. It's holding at 1330. It's 22 points up. Gold, well, it dropped a few bucks. It's only trading at about 714 right now. But here's the biggie. Oil is at 80 bucks a barrel. And, James, I don't know how long you've been listening to me on this network, but we told people at the beginning of this year that look for oil to be at $80 a barrel. And we had a few people that scoffed. A few people said, well, I don't doubt it. Other people said, yes, I'll believe anything you say. And shame on you for doing that. Always check out the information. Don't ever take anything anybody ever says for granted without doing your own verification and cross-checking. That keeps everybody honest. So at any rate, I'm watching the Wall Street boys today, James, and, well, Ben Bernanke spoke, but...
What's he said now?
Well, Ben and the boys, the Treasury Secretary Paulson, had meetings with the countrywide people and all the mortgage people that are just, oh, they just don't know what to do. They've all showed up yesterday in their $3,000 suits and their Gucci shoes with their briefcases with entourages in tow. And the first thing out of Paulson's mouth was, it's basically your fault. So,
great.
Yeah, the chickens are coming home to roost. But we've got to have hearings about this and what to do about it. When in actuality, ladies and gentlemen, greed has been running rampant. I was talking last night to a doctor friend of mine. He's staying with me. He's down consulting with some other doctors here in the Austin area. And, you know, he said, made a very interesting point. He said, you know, he says it was assumed before when you took an office or you took an oath or you took any position of any responsibility that when you walked into that position that you were expected not to be perfect, not to be the golden boy and without sin, but to subscribe to a way of doing things the best way that you could and the most honestly. And that struck me like a bolt of lightning because what is expected is to get the job done nowadays in government and in banking and business. I don't care if you're a CEO or you're the president of the United States. The ends are justifying the means. What has been thrown out the window is any standards, any modicum of decency, respect, law. Let's not
honesty.
Honesty. Let's not forget any of these things.
Honor. The list goes on and
yeah,
on.
There's a bunch of adjectives to describe good behavior, but we have some very bad boys, and it is all coming home to roost. We're burning up in this insane greed and the lie factor. I mean, the lie factor in this is monumental. People no longer trust their government. Gee. Big surprise there. Tell you what, we'll take this break. We'll be back with James Martinez right after this break.
Hi.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
By the way, James, I forgot to ask you, have you been paying close attention to the bumper that I picked out for this program?
No, tell me what have you done?
No. It was the bumper coming into today's show.
Oh,
no,
sure,
no, there's
yeah.
no. There's no surprises via the over to the left coast to you today. No,
okay.
It's actually a song by Shania Twain.
Oh yeah. How apropos.
Yeah, I'm telling you, credit cards, whipping them out, going to the mall, living beyond your means. You wanted to pick out a song. And it was by Ray Charles. And what was the name of that song?
Greenbacks.
Greenbacks.
But then, wait a minute. After you said it, I listened to you listened to more of the lyrics than I did, because I listened to it on iTunes and I heard the relevant part, but I didn't hear the other part. So you probably picked the right Shania Twain song.
Well, just to clue the listeners in, I mean, Ray Charles was a great entertainer. I mean, he was black, number one, which was a strike against you when he was in the entertainment business. But he was also blind, a handicap on top of it, and he became one of America's premier superstars of the era. And it sounded to me like this was done many, many years ago, and probably it had some of that World War II type of big band sound to it. And
right.
You emailed this thing over. I thought, oh, Ray Charles, cool, Greenbacks. Ah, let's take a listen to this. It was actually a song about right. prostitutes. And I
well, there is some relevance to that yeah. in the banking industry.
Well, you're not kidding. In that part, it was apropos. You know, the Shania Twain thing, I've never, ever heard this. I've never heard any airplay of this on any radio station, not even on XM satellite. Nowhere. I mean, this is one of these tracks that one of these country stars makes that just, well, never quite makes the charts or never makes any airtime at all. And I'm just
I wonder why they don't put that on there.
Well, it's I would say it's just a little too negative to the Wall Street Boys. And after all, right. we're all in the Matrix. And folks, everybody out there, just behave yourself. Just listen to the vaunted people on your boob tube. And everything is, and by the way, don't forget your Xantax, or don't forget your daily prescription of Calm Me Downs. Just stay drugged up and stupid, and don't worry, we'll keep you comatose through the times to come here in America. I'm looking at the markets today, and just to give you an idea of how backwards this country really is, we're looking at oil prices at $80 a barrel. And, James, my contention on this deal is that there is massive, massive profit-taking going on. Remember, a year ago, our oil was going for $20, $22 a barrel?
Right.
Now it's four times that amount, and they quit giving excuses. And this cracked me up to watch the news media give excuses as to why oil was going up. Oh, we have a hurricane that might be threatening oil derricks in the Gulf, or there's a flare-up in the Middle East, and ships are being prepositioned, and investors are a little bit nervous. Well, I'm going, what does an investor have to do with the actual physical act of pumping?
Or we need to make some more money, just yeah. a little bit more.
Just be honest about it. And what I believe was going on, and I've yet to hear anybody else say this, was, yeah, we're going to continue pumping the oil. Your dollars, excuse me, after World War II, there was an oral bourse of deals, but it was actually by the Bretton Woods Agreement, after everybody got done leveling everything that they could until, you know, they ran out of bombs or people threw up their hands and say, okay, I give up. After World War II, well, the Federal Reserve became the preeminent exchange dollar on the planet. And everybody used the Fed reserve currency as the world's reserve currency. And everything was hunky-dory after World War II because, well, the dollar was still strong. And nobody had a problem with it. And after all, we were lending our support and our dollars to help rebuild the countries.
Yeah.
Companies, might as well. And we'll lend a helping hand, and the bankers got real rich, and everybody was happy. Everybody made a lot of money. Now, there was a little death and carnage going on during World War II. It was ugly, and it was real hard on
just
the furniture.
Just a little.
No big deal. I always right. call it World War I Part II because they never really finished the business of World War I. But suffice it to say, they went on, because of that Bretton Woods Agreement, everybody went on the dollar as an exchange currency, basically, and as a reserve currency. And like I said, everything was funky and hunky, and everybody was partying and having a good time. Everybody was making money. The dollar was still up. It was still worth a dollar. This country, really, we went through a war and really didn't amass. And folks, think of this. We fought World War II for, what, four and a half years? Expended an extraordinary amount of manpower, equipment, money, time, and we still came out. We emerged from that war without really a national debt. I mean, it's amazing.
Fancy that.
Amazing. Now we fast forward here and to the George Bush era and the neocons.
What'd you say it was in the trillions? What's the number? I can't even imagine the number. Well, how many trillions did you say?
Let me tell you this, and I'll give you the little short story. The behind on this is that about 4 years ago, the Office of Management and Budget, it's a government office, they put out a statement, and I guess by law they've got to let people know, they've got to post this. It's like in your local newspapers. And legal actions are being taken or whatever, you've got to post it to make it legal. You've got to put it publicly out there, even though somebody might not read the thing, but you made a public posting. I think the Office of Management and Budget on the budget issues, they have to post it, and they have to make it public. So 4 years ago, I'm reading a newspaper, the Austin Un-American Statesman, my favorite newspaper down here in Central Texas, And and I'm reading the paper, and in the back of the paper, one little paragraph, Office of Management and Budget, says that the federal government, with its debts and obligations, are $45 trillion in the hole. Now, we all know, James, we all know about the FedGov, that they always try to minimize things and put on the happy face and make everybody feel comfortable. Well, that was a little bomb that was dropped. But upon further investigation, with all the debts, past, current, and future, and the future debt obligations, the federal government is in the hole for over $100 trillion. Now, James, call me stupid here, but how do we retire a debt like $100 trillion with a debt currency that's interest-bearing? How exactly do we do that?
Well, I think the first question is, how do you conceive of a number that big with a T and even try and get your mind grasp around how large that is?
I don't know. Do we even have scientific calculators that will go up to $100 trillion? I've yet to see very, very few calculators I've run across, at least in this office, can even get me up to $1 million, let alone a billion or a trillion, let alone $100 trillion. And see, this is the most unfair part about honesty in the media, the government shooting straight, and the people out there knowing. Because, James, let me ask you this. Do you perceive the American people as being, let me choose my word carefully here, stupid, or are they ignorant?
I think they're ignorant, but they've been conditioned that way since school, since they started school. Look, there's tons of TV and some radio out there. Not all of it, but and these financial experts. But they, like, for instance, Susie Orman started off on Oprah Winfrey, and she's a big kind of financial expert about credit cards and things of that nature. But they don't give you the full story. Nobody gives anybody the real full story. And if the public got the full story, it'd be drastically different. Drastically different.
Well, and I'm not promoting myself for national television. I don't think that I want to do a show nationally. But could you imagine a person like me being on the airwaves and looking square into the camera and informing the American people, well, the economy is in bad shape, and here is the list of reasons why.
And first, they go, all right, shut that guy off. Yeah. Let's go back to American Idol.
No, but what you would probably see is a red stain on the camera lens because somebody from backstage would have assassinated me. But coming out, here's your lead story. Well, hey, folks, the American government has managed to get us about $100 trillion in debt. And then go from the list as to the reasons why the economy is like it is. I could guarantee you, James, in a one-hour program, complete with commercials, by the way, within a one-hour program, the stock market would be absolutely down the hole. People would be jumping out of the windows. Banks would be shutting down all over the country. Now, this wouldn't happen overnight. Well, no. Maybe it would. But for the American people, this is why I brought up the point. Are they stupid or are they ignorant? There's a difference, folks. Stupidity is stupidity. I mean, that, just look up the word and you'll understand what stupid is. We've seen stupidity. Some of us have even made stupid acts of our own, and we learn by our mistakes. But ignorance is the absence of information, absence of fact. You are ignorant of the facts. If the American people were told the true, and not these cheerleader Wall Street boys on MSNBC, but a straight-out financial show as to what is going on, do you think the American people would have tolerated this situation to get as bad as it is today? Now, there's a thought. You know, I am just absolutely... And James, to watch television and to watch the insanity and the inaneness of it all, of real core issues. I mean, now what are they eating up the airwaves with? Well, let me see. The Russian government, Putin just did a coup over in Russia. Okay, that's newsworthy. But again, what I got more of the story on MSNBC, or I don't care if it was CNN or Fox News or whatever, they're back to the doctors that possibly killed one of their children. Now, that happened an ocean away, It doesn't affect us here in America. Time is money on these news media outlets, millions of dollars per hour. But yet, what are we talking about? Not the true condition and not the hard facts of what's going on inside this country, so we can get informed, get behind the people that want to make the proper changes to fix it.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. Yes, all is not well in financial land out there, but how does this shake down to the individual? Well, only you can ascertain that. Only you can decide if you're drowning or you've got your life preserver. We can't do that for you. We can't see you. We're not looking at your bank accounts. We're not looking at your checkbooks out there. We're not looking at your financials, your minuses, and your pluses on your balance sheets. You can decide what financial situation you're in. And, James, what we've been talking about here is cash flow, to increase your cash flow. Time was before this housing bubble popped, before the subprime mortgage scam out there became obvious, before the recession that actually happened 18 months ago. They're debating it now. Are we in recession? Well, I'm here to tell you that we are, and we have been for a year and a half. And what does this mean to the individual out there? And they don't know, and folks, you don't have to have a crystal ball on this. When we have these boom and bust cycles in this country, you know what happens. You can look at the retail sales right now. You can look at the housing sales. You can look at layoffs. You can look at the infrastructure and the labor force here in this country and what jobs they're doing, where the manufacturing jobs have gone, the better paying jobs that kept middle class America afloat, and that is the strength of this country. It is not the upper echelon super rich, and it's certainly not the lower ranks of the below poverty level. I think it's at $12,000 today. These are what they consider to be the useless eaters, and they're the first casualties in an economic downturn. But, James, in your observation of this, what is going and how is this going to affect the person that's got their credit card balance heretofore they were able to keep up with, but now with higher gas prices, commodity prices going up, folks, what do you think happens when we hit $80 a barrel for gasoline? Yeah, it just doesn't happen at the pump. It's transportation cost. It is everything. There are plastics industry. There is so much that is connected to oil in this economy. It's scary. But, James, how do you see all this shaking out for the individual?
Well, I think it's going to put a noose around their neck no matter what. Even if they've had credit cards for 2 or 3 years and they're starting to build up now, at this particular point, there's only a couple ways out. Some people go, well, I better get another credit card and I'm going to transfer this amount over to this amount or this amount over to this amount and I'll be able to save, you know, 5 or 6% interest here and my payment will be lower. But the bottom line is usually at some particular point, especially now, the credit card debt for an individual is running between 10 to 15 grand for their average American. And that, in this particular company, people just can't hack it. So there's got to be a way for them to get out and legally get out so that they can go through a process, eliminate that credit card debt, or settle it in a terms which is gives them a life. Because most of the people that are fixed in this tight debt kind of situation, they've become conditioned to think that that's okay. That's all right to have 15, 20, 30 grand in credit card debt. And it's not. And then eventually, like everything else, will catch up to them. And this particular system that I'm talking about on the radio here, I've been a representative of North American Educational Services for quite some time now, will help eliminate that and get their financial lives in order.
Well, and people, when extraordinary circumstances present themselves to people, James, it takes a little while for this to sink in. Now, for the average person out there, the person that does the 40-hour week job, that's got the wife and the 2.2 kids and the two colored TVs and the two cars in the garage, you know, for the average middle class American out there, that is lucky to take the week or 10-day vacation a year, maybe you work for a company, maybe you got a bonus or whatever. We're talking about middle class America out there, or the labor force that has been in the factories. You know, the real. The labors out there, the trade industries, the real thing, the movers and the shakers and the builders of any economy has always been the working class. You know, hence the working class heroes. You know, that's what they are. That's what keeps everything running. But I don't think that they realize they're in a state of shock. It's the proverbial deer in the headlights deal here. They don't know what's happening. They're crossing their fingers. They're hoping things are going to get better. And I would be happy, and I'd be the first person to say, look, I see a light at the end of this tunnel, and no, it's not a fast-moving passenger train coming the other way at me. Folks, I don't even see any light in this tunnel. I've looked into the abyss, and nothing is looking back at me. Economically, we in this country right now, we are absolutely doomed for a financial crash, and it's not really even a debate of a soft landing. That implies that there is a bottom. We are in a situation today with the debt, with all the liquidity out there in the markets, our heretofore profitable, it was the dot-coms back in the 80s and 90s, and then the home mortgage thing took over, and, well, this was all lauded by the feds and propped up by Alan Greenspan and now Ben Bernanke, but, well, Ben Bernanke, they handed him something that I don't know why the guy took the job, because he's in for a rocky road. But a situation the perfect storm has never, ever, in this magnitude, been facing the American people. So that's why we're asking you to take a look at your current financial situations. And the question is, what are you going to do about it? We can help you with it, and we'll explain more right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, 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 the new Cold War. I've told you for a while that it seems there's a collision course being set up here on a grand scale. Let me liken this as to the Titanic. Okay? We're still afloat. The captain has just announced that you better get your life jackets on. But the bad news is that we don't have enough space in the lifeboats for you, so consequently, figure the rest out for yourself. But don't worry, drinks are being served in the bar, and the band is still playing on deck. The U.S. holds its hollowed-out dollar down to less than 1/20th of its 1913 original purchasing power when the Federal Reserve, which is neither, took over the money reins of the USA. Russia, on the other hand, has not been out-peddling liar's paper. The CDO, in some of these cases, it's been argued, overrated paper debt instruments. Instead, they've paid down their national debt. Now, this is the Ruskies over there. Paid down their national debt, invested in infrastructure, and seem to be doing a dandy job of flanking the U.S. in foreign relations rather well, one up on us capitalists over here in America. Now, imagine this. I do remember, let me see, Reagan, there he was, the Teflon president, I'm sorry, the guy that has been lauded by the Republican Party today as being, in recent history, the ideal of Republican candidates for America. Yeah, it was Reagan, folks. Never forget that. You know, let's not go back to, let me see, George and Henry and, what was that guy's name? Jefferson. And, hey, you know, those stodgy old guys with the funny little white wigs on. No, they pick Ronald Reagan. And I remember a Cold War going on where Ronald Reagan loosened up the purse strings of the federal government, or actually the banks, borrowed a whole lot of money for the Cold War. And that's the one we actually won, that we financially broke the back of Russia. Well, wait a minute. Ronnie's been gone for a while. Russia is now paying down, it's almost paid off its national debt. Their infrastructure, they're building their infrastructure. What happened here? Did somebody hold up a mirror or take a photograph and forgot to process the negative? Because things are now reversed. We are now the greatest debtor nation heretofore, folks. We were, and by the way, when you hear the Wall Street boys saying, oh, we're the richest nation on the face of the earth. No. We might be the richest in ignorance, but not in wealth or anything connected on a scale that you would say that, oh, well, let me do the comparison here. Oh, yes, the United States is doing well. No, Russia, the Cold War, we spent trillions of dollars to try to break their back, and we've still been going trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in the hole, but now Russia is on better financial footing with their communist state before, and now they're trying a little capitalism and they're better off than the United States is. Wait a minute.
Exactly.
James, I'm a little confused. Did I do a Rip Van Winkle for a while? Was I out of the loop? Did I miss something?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I know. So one of the things for the individual consumer out there to be able to get a grip on their finances, one of the things they can do is there's two ways of doing it. They can eliminate their credit card debt or legally, and or they can settle their credit card debt drastically.
Now, don't say that legally as an afterthought. I want to impress upon people. They've got to have it in their own mind. That this is not, even though that you've been scammed by the greatest scammers on the planet, the credit issuing people, that this credit card elimination or credit card, how should we say, drawdown, that you're looking at a balance on your credit card right now, but folks, you can negotiate that, and in many cases you can pay way less than half of what is on that bottom line of your bill right now. And I was asked a very important question during the break. We have a new producer in here training. And why they always get them on my watch, I never know. But at any rate, she asked the question. She said, well, if I do this credit card thing, what's going to happen to my credit?
Ah, okay. Well, when you go through the process, it's going to take a dip, as it would with any investigation. But during that dip, when it's over, it's easily restored. There's no way in the world this company could have been around this long and been so successful at it if people were just eliminating their credit card debt or settling it and not being able to rectify their credit reports. The way it's done now, by the time a person's already in the process and they've been writing letters and they've been following all the instructions, they're already being set up to clean up their credit reports when the thing is done. And all of that is done through the entire legal process. And some people actually, I've had people that have joined this program that have taken upon themselves to sue the credit bureaus themselves if stuff doesn't come off in a timely fashion. And of course, we refer people on how to do that as well so that they can make this a smooth transition from, you know, going from 40,000 in credit card debt, and within a year, year and a half, they're down to, you know, it's down to nothing, or they've settled it depending upon how quickly they want to resolve it and go through it. Everybody's different in terms of how they handle it, and when they enter this program, they give you complete full disclosure on what all the banks do, how it's done, how to beat them, what to expect, everything. And the only thing that a person needs to do this, to join this program, they must have a computer and they must have a phone, and they must be able to attend conference calls and look on the website and learn with the educators on there.
And my short, during the break, I gave her about a one-minute explanation. I said, well, look, if you're wanting to get rid of credit card debt, what's going to happen is that, yeah, you will take a hit on your credit score. I mean, if your rating was 722, let's say, on your credit score, when you go and you reduce your credit card debt, now the credit card companies and the banks and the issuing banks aren't going to like this. But what you're basically doing is saying, okay, here's money, and we're not talking about a credit card, a total credit card elimination debt here. This is when you're just dumping the cards, and you're saying to them that, hey, I'm not playing your usury game anymore. Now,
right.
And was that scientific enough? Now, we're talking now specifically about reducing the credit card debt. If the people out there just want to hang on to their credit cards and they want to enter into a negotiation with the issuers and the credit people, that basically what you're offering them, here's the deal. I'm willing to give you 40% of the debt. I'm going to lay it on the table right now, and that's going to be your payoff, and that's going to be it. And I said that, and I said, now what's going to happen is, well, your credit score is going to take a little hit, but what's going to show up on your Experian or whatever credit source out there, it's going to show up on that credit report as a settled debt, okay? That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an above-board settled debt, and what you can go in and do is have that removed from your credit report, because why should you have a negative on your credit report when you have actually come to terms and discharged that debt? You can get that off your credit report.
That is true, and I would add that on. The reason that comes off is because you can argue that they're you settled under duress, which means that particular account that you were disputing, even though you settled it, you settled under duress, and that does not mean that you admitted there was a debt at all. You admitted you got to go play golf and hang out with your friends and go do other things, and therefore I would like this to end, and I will settle it under duress, thereby not admitting at all that there ever was a debt at all, which is why we're reducing it down to such a large, drastic amount. That is one strategy.
And you have another question? This is actually a producer in training here, and she asked me the question.
No, I want to hear what the questions are.
Well, I'll tell you what. No, she doesn't want to. No, she's not an air type person. Just type it on my screen. Yeah, just type it on my screen.
Just let us know.
At any rate, while she's doing that, I just wanted to give you a little bit more here about Ben Bernanke. You know, this is the guy that actually said, hey, I'm going to get in a helicopter and throw dollars out of it. Bankers speak, and I love this. Meantime, we have Fed boss Ben Bernanke that says a global savings glut. James, you hearing this? A global savings glut has helped lower rates paid for borrowing. But wait a minute here. Didn't we just report?
I don't even understand what that means.
Well, it's you're not supposed to. It's Orwellian doublespeak. You're supposed to collect your increase in Choco Raisins and get your brand new razor blades here. And it's double plus good, don't forget. But wait, didn't we just report that at least here in the USA, the national savings rates was revised by a change in statistical measures that it appeared people were saving money, but in truth the matter is home foreclosures are making a moonshot. And making it worse, prior to the revisions, the savings rate was a year in the negative column. But see, you're not supposed to think about things like that. See, you know what's really amazing to me? Here in the United States, we are taught that the way to get a loan is to get down to your local banker and beg and plead and show them how much stuff you've collected in your life and what you have as collateral. And, well, you've been a good person. You've paid your electric bills and your car payments and all that stuff, and you're worth the credit risk by the bank. So you go in and you take out, hopefully you took out your 30-year not adjustable rate mortgage, but you took out your 30-year conventional fixed rate mortgage, and everything is going to be hunky-dory. Do you know we're just about the only country on the entire world that has a system like that? You know what they do in Europe? They pay cash for their houses.
Mm-hmm.
They pay cash. Why is it here in America that we're sold a package of you can become all that you can be, just take the credit.
Yeah, here's a card.
Oh, my.
Just out of card, just out of college. Here's a gold card. Here's a MasterCard. Here's a platinum card. Here's a... It's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy that the banks would even allow something like that. Like I mentioned a couple days ago, when I was in college, I had like $40,000 credit card line. And I had no money. And I'm like, why are you even doing this? Why are we even doing business together? And you issuing me that. That's crazy to begin with.
Well, they genetically checked you out, or they looked at your photograph, and you just looked like you're a good risk.
Right, good slave. Yeah. There's a good one. Yeah, but, well, let's line up this guy.
But wait a minute here. If they were issuing you credit when you were coming out of college, then why is it that people that don't have a strong medium income here in this country, that if you get a credit card, well, okay, it'll be 6-7% for the first 6 months, and, well, don't look now. After that, your credit card's going to have an interest bearing of about 18-20%. The people and this is what was really amazing, that shows the fallacy of the system. If you've got it, you got to demonstrate that you got it, and then we'll be kind of nice to you. But if you ain't got it, you ain't worth our time. And if you go into a bank, you know, to make a loan, you get a mortgage loan or whatever, I mean, they're going to check you out. They all use the credit card rating systems or the credit rating systems out there. It is all so corporatized, all so cold. It doesn't matter that your grandmother died last year and you had to pay for funeral expenses or whatever, and you missed a few payments on a car or whatever. You get a better deal through your credit unions, by the way, folks. That may be for you folks out there that are concerned about the banks right now. What I would highly suggest that you do is go down to your local credit unions. These are where real people sit behind real desks and look at you as a real person and will actually listen to what a real person has to say. Okay, if we've got to be in this matrix, take the least painful route. Get the heck out of the banks, close those accounts down, go over to your local savings and loans. Get out of these banks, because I'll tell you what's going to happen here. And James, I don't like to be too gloomy. I like to be an up kind of a guy. I don't like people going, well, you know, the guy's all right, but man, I can't stand to listen to this bad news. Well, sorry, folks, if we've all been paying attention here, if we all would have been knowing the truth on our financial situation at the very least, we may not be having this conversation on the air right now. But if you take a look at this, here comes my question on the screen. She says, so do the other creditors see that you have settled with other credit card companies? And do they then freak out?
No. For instance, the company that I deal with now, it'll either happen like this. You'll either have a settled as agreed, or it'll be paid as agreed. It's going to be one of those two things. Sometimes paid as agreed will mean that you put a larger chunk of money down and then did monthly payments on that settlement. It just depends how you do it. What was the other part of it?
And the other part is, are the other companies going to freak out?
No, but actually they get turned on by it because they see that you were responsible enough to move forward. In their eyes, they see you as, oh, so he must have money. And a lot of them, when they see you've done a settlement, they see that there's cash there. There's obviously something there. So sometimes people get a lot more applications and stuff for credit cards and changing interest and drafting this amount over here and moving it over here and doing all this nonsense. It's just how much are they going to get a month or from a chunk. That's all they're interested in. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And how long for? I mean, how long do you want to play around with that? You know, because either way, you're going to lose. Mathematically, you'll lose.
Well, and what she asked me during the break, and she said, well, what's that going to do to my credit score? And I said to her, I said, you're not going to be wanting to deal with the credit card companies anyhow. Because what's going to happen here, I mean, you can get in and eliminate a good portion or totally eliminate your credit card debt. And then you can repair that if you so wish. You can repair that credit report that's going to show up on the wires out there that every corporate entity looks at. And you can repair that. But here's the better question. If you're trying to get out of debt with the credit cards right now, even if you couldn't repair your credit rating, why would you care? Because
exactly. We teach people how to do that, but that's a very good point. Very good point. Because some people, they want to go through it. They want to get rid of it all, get their credit report back to where it should be, and then do it again. But this time they're not; they're only going to have one card. But that's up to them. We tell them the entire thing, what they should do. Cash is king, and you're precisely right about that. Some people, it really depends on how they want to do it. We give them, this is what's going to happen A, this is what's going to happen B. You decide. We recommend this.
Well, and heretofore, I mean, there were credit card companies out there that you could run up whatever you wanted on the credit card, just pay it off in 30 days. You know,
yeah, just pay it off.
Yeah, and that is that for people that have money that really don't need credit. Well, that is a bonus. That's a plus for them because all they have to do is carry a little plastic card, and they know they're going to be able to pay whatever they charge up on that card. They know they're going to pay it off in 30 days. Diners Club was like that. I forget what other credit card company was
American
like
Express.
That. American Express, same
but
way.
Now American Express is now they have that way, and now they have American Express Blue, which is a way, and they've gone into the payment monthly payment thing too. But those type of people that do that are very few and far between.
See, that was the convenience for people that had money, and what the majority of the American people are stuck with is the privilege of using credit. But now you've been using that credit to survive because you know what? You can't even take out a home equity loan if you've got a fat lot of equity in your house. Maybe you can with some companies, but everybody is backing off of this. So here's the question. You got a lot of credit card debt. What are you going to do about it? We're going to tell you how exactly to take care of it right after this break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Here's is the second part of my new producer's question. How do you get the mortgage company to help you with the interest rate if you are on an adjustable rate mortgage?
That, I don't know. I don't deal with mortgages. But if you're talking about the, because the mortgage company is going to go, because they're like robots, they're going to pay attention to whatever your credit score rating is. Mm-hmm. So basically what I tell everybody when they're going to do this program is you're not going to be buying any houses, cars, doing any major moves or anything until this job is done. So once you've gone through it, you've restructured your finances, then you want to go out and begin whatever it is that means, buying a house or refi or whatever it is that you plan on doing. That's what I would suggest for
everybody. Okay. For some reason, your Skype is squeezing a little bit here.
How about now? Is it better now?
Yeah, that is much better.
Okay.
What is the first step?
And first step they got to do is obviously they want to call my office. I will find out how much credit card debt they want to do, what their plans are with that. All information is completely confidential. The main thing that you're going to need to be able to go through this program is a computer, a telephone, and be able to access conference calls throughout the week. We do Capital One, American Express, B of A, all the main credit cards. We do charge cards. We also do some school loans, not federal loans. We can settle those. The charge cards for like Macy's, Sears, things of that, your gas cards, we can settle those. They do, we work those completely different than the regular bank cards.
Okay.
But they need, they can call my office at 310-201-6536 and I will, answer all their questions, or they can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com and leave me their email address, and I will email them some information or call them specifically. And then once they found out about it, I'm sure they'll want to proceed with it.
And you've got to keep something in mind. The credit card companies or the issuing banks are not going to come out and say that, hey, we want you to do this. They're going to try to milk this for as long as they can. You've got your credit card balances, and you've got your accruing debt on top of that, or the interest, rather, on top of that. And they want to play this thing out as long as possible. But, folks, if you think about this logically, if you've got a system that the matrix is crumbling here, and they know that people are going to be defaulting on their mortgages, they're going to be defaulting on their credit card payments, they're going to be defaulting on car loans, they're going to be defaulting on a lot of things, the credit card companies are not going to put up too much of a fuss if you come in to them and say, look, deal or no deal, okay? This is what I'm prepared to offer you. Take it or leave it. Because what they don't want you going into is into bankruptcy because, well, they fixed it. You can't discharge credit cards and its debt on bankruptcy anymore. They fixed that a couple of years ago. But what you can do is make those credit card companies an offer that they cannot and will not refuse. It's just a matter of how much you can reduce that and easily. And this is no exaggeration, and this is straight out of the pocket truth, folks. Without even blinking an eye, these credit card companies will settle 50 cents on the dollar right now with no haggling. 50
That's
cents,
right.
50 cents on the buck right now with no questions asked. We can whittle that down a little bit further, or if you totally want to get rid of your credit card debt, eliminate all of it. This gentleman that you've been listening to with me, James Martinez, we can do that for you. It is completely legal and above board and kept strictly confidential. Give him a call at 310-201-6536 or just email the man at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And my friend, I'm having fun with this.
Good. Good man. Good man.
Wait a minute. Good? Good that you are, and no, I'm not.
This is the perfect timing for the United States. So they're,
it
if
is.
They're listening to this, it's not a mistake.
Right.
This is your shot.
All right. James, I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
All right. Take care.
You too. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.